The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key. The key.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today for Tando's live broadcast. And today is Tuesday, October the 20th, 2015. And, man, this time is flying by. The year is pretty much already done. But, hey, getting ready for the so-called holidays that are getting ready to come in. But hey, I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And as always, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family about the network, and it can be found on TuneIn. Tell friends and family about the network, because the programming that's here is specifically and directly for you, the black community itself, and so that you can have a voice and so you can be able to fend yourself off from the propaganda of mainstream media and the lies and the deception that the overall propaganda will set forth to keep you where they want you, as a slave to the system, instead of being the way that great creator God Almighty has created you to be, live free and independent. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Tell friends, tell family, and if at all possible, make monetary donations to keep this network going, because believe me, we've lost so much in the past, and so many things were so useful to us in the past that had to go away because we weren't able to support it, nor did we support it to make sure that it stayed in its current position and got stronger. And what we did was we always thought that somebody else would, and we didn't take it as a responsibility of ourselves to support what was actually good for us and what was growing us collectively. So make sure that doesn't happen to Black Talk Radio Network. Also, you can go to Tando Radio Show's Facebook page, and that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show, which means it's African for love. You can go there and check out some of the articles that we've posted. And you can tell, and if you have any questions, you can put that there. And also, you can see with some of the things that we have in store for the day. So today, before we get going into our live show, we have a guest, and our guest is already in queue. And we're going to go straight to our guest. But before we do that, let's set the table for some of the stories that we've posted inside of Tando Radio Show on the Facebook page. Okay, today was a lot that was posted there, some real good stories that you need to know about. So let's go through them. The first story, very, very good story, and it comes from RT, and it's basically Russia is, you know, I just put in my notes where Russia effectively dismantles the Western banking cabal in a highly strategical fashion. So check out that article there. Very, very important. Tells a lot. Very unique strategic planning done by the Eurasian nations, with Russia and China being the primary ones. But also the ASEAN nations are a part of that also. Next story comes from, got this one from Bloomberg. This, you know, is a Putin official says, Putin officials said to admit real Syrian goals are, basically, Russia has today said that they will uphold Syria, and that has very, very distinctive language. They're basically saying that what the NATO nations, and particularly the U.S., wants of destabilizing, saying, remember, the U.S. said that no matter what, Assad has to go. Russia has now said no, he's going to stay. That is in direct conflict with the overall policies that the U.S. government has admitted to and stated time and time again in mainstream media. So this is a overall move towards confrontation. Huge, huge. And a lot of people would think that this statement really doesn't say much, but it's basically telling Russia is saying they've already defeated the U.S. with China and have already economically and militarily defeated the U.S. because they're basically calling their bluff. And this is something that you should check out. Another one that's very important, this comes from the International Man, how China will establish a new financial order. Very good article. Check that one out also. And moving along, because I want to hurry up because I don't want to keep our guests waiting. This one comes from Natural News. Doctors Without Borders bombed by the Pentagon for opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership pharmaceutical monopolies. And that was one of the reasons why many people, and it has been reported that the Trans-Pacific Partnership was the reason why the hospital in Afghanistan was bombed, the Doctors Without Borders hospital was bombed. So that's a very interesting read, something that you should know, comes from Natural News. This is another great one, and it has the state of Illinois all in red. And it says, will Illinois be the first state to go bankrupt? And this comes from Armstrong Economics. And I put in a little footnote and says, yes, I think this will be the start of states going bankrupt and states starting to default. Look at what's happening in Illinois. They defaulted on their pension payments, and then they defaulted on their lottery winning holdings. All of that should be a separate non-commingled fund entity. But that's not the case, because these were the instruments in the pyramid and the Ponzi scheme instruments that they had in place in order to steal your labor and take the cash for themselves. And this is something that you should know, because Illinois has basically admitted that they're in default. Once you can't make payments on things, it's because you're in default, regardless of what they say about their budget and everything else. They defaulted. Next article, real good one. This one comes from my man, that dude, Rhino, sent this to us. And it says how the U.S. Is quietly building a giant security belt in the middle of Eastern Africa. Good article. Check that one out. Very good read. Thanks to that dude Rhino. Thank you so much, brother, for sending that. Also posted in there, dandelion roots, alternative cancer treatment. That's a good read. That's good for people to know. You want to definitely, you know, it's so important in today's world when we think that you're getting organic food. Organic food is nothing more than a marketing scheme. It's non-GMO food that is so important, or what is called also heirloom food or non-hybrid food. That's basically seeds that can regenerate themselves, and they are in their original state, and they're not GMO, genetically modified. That is real living food for your living body. The GMO food is nothing but synthetic food to destroy and kill your living body. You have a living body, but you're feeding it synthetic food. Something is going to go wrong. You're going to get sick somewhere. And a lot of people think that some people die of natural causes when they've actually been murdered. They've been murdered by the food. They've been murdered by the drugs and pharmaceutical companies. So this is what we really need to focus on and change. Another story, this one is sad but crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, thanks, Marcus. So I'm going to go ahead and take that one down. Good looking out for some of my listeners. I mean, the listeners. Thanks, Marcus. Took that one down. Another very important video that I posted, and it says, the golden age of relationships starts. The UK rolls out a lavish welcoming of Chinese leader. This one has so many subliminal messages in it. It is crazy. crazy. Check this. Make sure you check this one out. Look how many times gold is referenced inside of this video. And one of the things that you should notice in this is notice they're waiting on the president of China. And that woman over there, that lady over there that they call, they give a title to in England, he had her waiting for quite a while. And people don't do that. But she was waiting on him. And just look at this that's being sent there, and that is telling you a whole lot. I would just say that this was nothing more than the Dollar is Dead seminar that was happening right now. They're having this for the next 4 days in London. And remember, the city of London has already started an agreement where they will sell Chinese debt. They will sell Chinese bonds in the international market. They will be the clearinghouse for that. That basically means that other countries can now buy the debt of China. And so often people were buying the debt of the United States, and that made its currency strong. But now they're moving to another currency that the rest of the world would prefer to hold instead of, because the confidence in the U.S. dollar has been broken, because it's like every one of its states is broke itself. So this is a very telling short video that's there. Check that one out. Another one that's very, very important before we get to our guest and set the stage for today's show. Official squabble as underground fire burns near radioactive waste dump in St. Louis area. We've been reporting on this from its very inception. There is a landfill that is in the suburbs of St. Louis. It's a very densely populated area that's there. And it's very close to the St. Louis airport. And there is radioactive material from nuclear waste material from nuclear arms from the 90s and earlier that were put in this landfill, and there is a fire that broke out, and it's a fire that's been burning underground for over 10 years and is burning very close to the nuclear waste storage area where it's weapons grade nuclear material that has been buried there. And now they can't put this fire out. It's been burning for 10 years. In order to put that fire out, they would have to dig it up. And now they don't want to dig it up because what can happen now, probably, one of their probably contentions, this is just my me surmising, is that they don't want the oxygen to get to it because then it will definitely explode. So this is something for everyone that's in the St. Louis area. This is something that mainstream media for just the people that only believe mainstream media, this is what they're reporting, and you need to know about this and have some idea of how you would respond to this wind direction-wise if this blows. So they're not telling you how much nuclear waste material is there and what kind it is, but I'm going to tell you, they said it's from the Cold War area. That's nuclear, that's weapons-grade material that's there. So you can bet there is uranium that's there. Very, very deadly. It's basically a poor man's nuclear bomb, but you don't know how much is there. So this is something that we need to watch, and this is why it's so important to prepare. So with that being said, hey, let's set today's show. Today's show is a very special one. I want to thank you all for listening and chiming in. We have coming on the show is going to be, one second, my man, Gerald Alexander, creator of GNA Surveillance. And you know, we have a very mutual friend that calls Gerald the James Bond of surveillance, and he is definitely that, and is going to be a pleasure to introduce you to Mr. Gerald Alexander. He'll give you his bio, tell you some of the great things that he's done in his life, but let me tell you, there's even greater things that Gerald is going to be doing in the future. Gerald has a fantastic and a great international business, and the opportunities in this area is endless. And this brother is very real, very sincere, and you will pick that up. We've had him on the other show that I co-host is Blackonomics on the Empowerment Radio Network, and then, of course, definitely had to bring him on to Tando Radio Show, and This is, you know, something that I've really been looking forward to. A lot of people have reached out to me and asked me when Gerald was going to come on and what, you know, more information about Gerald's company and everything else. So Gerald's website, you can go to gasurveillance.com and pull it up. And you can see the website that's there. So without further ado, let me bring in my brother Gerald. Gerald.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gerald, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Welcome, brother. Thank you for taking some of your time out of your busy schedule to come and talk to some of our listeners about the exciting world of surveillance and just some of the exciting things that you're doing, and just to give some real good fundamental guidelines on business, you know, and just to let people know there are some very strong black-owned businesses that are doing very well, and just for our people to see that, so that the young people and the people of age can emulate someone such as yourself, because the opportunities in this world are endless, especially if you get outside of the United States. So, Gerald, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother.
Hey, man, I do appreciate that. And first of all, I just want to thank you for...
Uh-oh, did I lose Gerald? Gerald, you there? I think we lost Gerald.
Something happened to his line. Let me check.
He dropped off. He went out. So, Gerald, give us a call back. We lost your line. No problem. Just give us a call back, and once you do, just let me know that you're there. So, what I'm going to go in the meantime, thanks, Scotty. What I'm going to do in the meantime is that I'm going to post Gerald's website inside of Tando Radio Show, and you can go there and check out his website. And believe me, let me tell you.
We have him back, brother Dave. He should be back.
Okay. Gerald, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, no problem about that. We just lost you real quick. So, hey, Gerald, I posted your website, gnasurveillance.com, inside of our Facebook page, Tando Radio Show, so everyone will be able to go to it there and see your actual web page. But, hey, Gerald, I just wanted, like we said before we broke off, I just want to thank you, brother, for coming on our show, taking out time from your busy schedule, because I know you're a international brother. There's no telling where you are in the world, which is cool, and that's some of the things that our people really need to understand the importance of that, because you never want to hold yourself just to one economy and to really limit yourself just to what's going on here in the States, because one of the things that I know in growing up, that the world is much bigger than the block that you live on, and you definitely live that and exemplify that. So welcome, Gerald, to Tando Radio Show.
I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that introduction. Also, I want to go. I want to start out by giving you a shout out in reference to your introduction on how you start educating everyone in reference to your listeners, because that information that you just outlined, you don't teach that. You don't learn that kind of information in school. That's the kind of stuff that's always good to hear. And I wanted to give you a shout-out in reference to that.
Thank you so much, Gerald. And, you know, there's much work that we will be doing together collectively with our mutual friends and, you know, some of our listeners, because I tell you, Gerald, as you already know, this world, the economic standings of this country is one in which our people, particularly black people, have to recognize that it's no longer the former economic superpower of the past. And if we don't start to do some things to protect ourselves against this, we are going to be even at a greater disadvantage, because, you know, we're the last to find out, and we're the have the biggest adverse effect to an economic downturn. And it's so important for us to do some of the things that you're doing and to learn about people like you, what you went through, what was your decision-making process, why did you decide to do this and do that. We basically need to really learn as an apprentice from some of the business masters such as yourself.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me just pick it up from where you left off. One of the things that everything starts at a certain time period.
Right.
And I do believe that everybody's destiny is based on pure timing. I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So my timing came when I was just graduated from college. I got my engineering degree. And here I was working for this company called Intellicall. I worked in the engineering department, and I designed the technology behind the private payphones that a lot of us seen on street corners long time ago. So time period, I kept going, flying all over the United States that they had paid for. And every time I went to this company, it didn't matter if that was in California, it didn't matter if I was on the East Coast, somewhere in New York, in Chicago, it didn't matter. Everywhere I went that this company sent me, that particular company in that state offered me a job. So I kept saying, wait a minute, what are they trying to tell me? So one company, I was in three different states in 4 days, and each one of those companies that I visit had offered me a job to come work for them, far more than what this company I was working for was paying me. So I said, wait a minute, they're telling me something. So I just kind of stood back and kind of gathered their information, okay, and stayed in touch with everybody.
Great.
So at that point, I said, you know what? And then I started reading these books, you know. And then what those books that I was reading, it was telling me everything about me. So it was obvious that I already had that entrepreneur mindset. I just had how to get it started. So what I did is, when it was time for me, when I was working for this small company, I turned around there and bought up as much stock as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when I purchased that stock, guess what? They went public.
Right.
So I instantly made about, you know, $175,000, close to $200,000. So I said, you know what? Let me go compete with the company that I was working for. Not so much on the engineering level, but I started my own repair company. I repaired that technology. So instead of the manufacturer giving you a month's turnaround time, I was a week turnaround time on your technology for repair, and I was also charging you about $15 cheaper than the manufacturer. So I was saving money for that particular company. Now, over time, I did very well. So I said, you know what? Let me be a little bit more smarter. So for the companies that was out of the country that had about 5, 6, 20,000, 30,000, 5,000 payphones, I said, keep your repairs that you need repair, keep them aside. I will personally come down there with my equipment, with my inventory, and I will fix your equipment right there on the spot, and I will cut your UPS Federal Express charges out, and what I don't fix, you don't pay. So, man, I was in New York on one assignment. I made about $25,000 in less than a week repairing their technology right there on the spot.
Wow.
So I'm like, so how did I remember those companies? Everybody. It doesn't matter if you're in technology. It doesn't matter what field you're in. You probably had this type of experience. So it didn't matter who that customer base is. Some of us out there already had that experience. So what did I do? I called up only the people that was offering me a job because my integrity didn't have to be tested, but it knew it.
Wow.
So then, work that market that you already have that experience in. Because I kept telling myself, corporate America is not going to get me where I want to get in life. Because if I go out there and start trying to say, oh, I want this big old house, oh, I want this fancy car, oh, I want to make this nice lifestyle for my kids and my family. But guess what? You at the hands of somebody else. You like a puppet. So when that job stop drops, then your future lies within that board of regents making that shot call in reference to your future of being with that person. I mean, being at that job.
Right.
So what are you going to do? Oh, I just bought this new car. I'm in my fancy house. So now you got to file bankruptcy. And that's what a lot of us got caught up in. So I said, you know what? As long as I keep my debt down, because as long as you in debt, that job dictates which position, how you're going to move, you're going to move left, you're going to move right. That job is going to dictate your future in reference to what you're going to do. So for everyone out there, keep that debt as a minimum. So therefore, when I left corporate America, I had close to $200,000. I had an engineering degree, so I had a future to where I was in such a field of technology, I can easily get a job.
Right.
So therefore, I turned around and said, you know what? Let me start myself and keep going, and that way I can build on that. And I called up some same customers who offered me that job. And that's how I got started.
Important wow. Security message. Please call the number provided as soon as possible. You will be guided for the removal of the adware spyware virus on your computer. Seeing these pop-ups means that you have a virus installed on your computer, which puts the security of your personal data at a serious risk. Strongly advise that you call the number provided and get your computer fixed before you do any shopping online. Important security message. Please call the number provided as soon as possible. You will be guided for the removal of the adware spyware virus on your computer. Seeing these pop-ups means that you have a virus installed on your computer, which puts the security of your personal data at a serious risk. It's strongly advised that you call the number provided and get your computer fixed before you do any shopping online. Important security message. Please call the number provided as soon as possible. You will be guided for the removal of the adware spyware virus on your computer.
And listeners, we apologize for that interruption, and we will be joining Tando Radio Show here shortly. Bear with us.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com.
This conference is being recorded. Q&A session started.
I don't want you just to tell me. I want you to make that commitment. I said, yeah, Dad, I can make the commitment. He said, no, don't tell it to me. Let's go to our attorney. I'm like, attorney? Now, here I was, 18 years old. I'm like, an attorney? Why are we going to the attorney for? He said, because this is your learning curve. So we get to the attorney. The attorney said, you made this commitment with your father. I said, yes, sir. He said, okay, fine. Then we fit to put it on paper, and that's going to become a contract. I'm like, a contract? I said, Dad, why would I got a contract with you? He said, no, this is a commitment that you made, and I want the attorney to explain to you that when you sign and make a commitment, then here is your obligation. So I said, okay, Dad, I'm ready to sign. So he let the attorney do the talking. Now, you know what happens when you break a contract.
Yeah.
Your father can legally sue you. So I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is my dad doing to me? But you know what? I was ready. I said, come on, Dad, I am. So when I got into college, I said, you know what? If I can fall in love with these books like I do a woman, I sure would like to see the outcome. And I made that commitment, because when you was in engineering, your professor ain't giving you no break over the weekend. That's when all of your work is done.
Right.
So going to these here partying and hanging out at the clubs with your friends and going drinking and so forth, I felt like that's how I became committed, and my passion. And the only way that you're going to do anything in life, and I'm pretty sure a lot of your listeners know this here, because they have been in business and they've probably been in the same situation that I'm outlining right now. You have to have a strong passion for what you do.
Yeah.
Nothing was not going to come between that first love. And that was those books. So therefore, so I graduated. So now I was in class. And you have to, they was giving out this special award for the perfect person. You just have to have the highest grade point average. You just have to have the perfect individual all around, helping everything. So I was there was only two blacks in class. And I walked in that room and I told my white friends, I said, hey, I don't see why you guys wasting your time. You ain't gonna get it. They're like, well, who gonna get it? I'm like, well, you looking at them. They start laughing, right? Oh, they didn't think that this brother who knew all these formulas and all of these here different math problems and calculations and all of these formulas to figure out all this here. So to make a long story short, at the end of the fiscal year, and it happens every year, me and this other guy was going neck and neck. And the only reason why he didn't win it is because one of his test scores throughout the year, he made a 99. I made straight hundreds throughout that whole deal. So basically, when it was time for the instructor to grade papers, they just took mine because they knew that every question on there was right.
Wow. Wow. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. 1 second, okay. Gerald. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, are you on? Scotty?
Yes, sir. We're here.
Okay, cool. I guess there's, is there any some music that's playing?
No, but we can go to the break.
Okay, cool. Hey, Gerald, hold on real quick. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to pick it up from where you left off. Listen, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have a question or comment, definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and just hit *61. That will let me know that you have a question. We have Gerald Alexander of GNA Surveillance that's here, and he's going to be a regular guest on our show, because there are some great, great things in that you're going to hear about that is going on in the surveillance and technology field. So hold on, everyone. Get ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we have with us today, and if you'd like to get in on it, you have questions or comments that you would like to have for our guest, Gerald, definitely chime in. As you can see, Gerald is a true, legitimate, bona fide, cool brother, and this is just the start. Hey, you can get in on the conversation. Give us a call at 641, area code 715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND. And then just hit *61 to let me know that you have a question or comment once we start taking the questions and comments, which will be relatively soon. So just give us a call if you'd like to jump in and have a question or comment for Gerald. So, hey, Gerald, so now we were talking about, just before we went to the break, we were just talking about the contract that you made for your education that your dad, and I tell you, our parents are so important in so many things, and your dad was instilling a contract that you were really making for yourself via a signed contract, even though he could sue you, but he knew that that would challenge you because he knew how you analyzed everything. And I tell you, it's so important that we trigger our children in a way that will bring out some of their best potential, and that's because you know what they're all about. And so you were talking about, Gerald, how you entered into, you know, high school in Dallas, and then going to school and taking up your degree in engineering, which is extremely tough, and, you know, extremely, and you're right, there is no time for partying when you were going for an engineering degree. And you were talking about just the setup, the curriculum that was set up for the best student within your class, and that's where we left off, and how you were telling some of your class mates and some of the white counterparts in your class that you already won it, you know, even before it was given up. And that's where we last left off, and this is so important as we look at the evolution of the building of an international business. So, Gerald, if you would, brother, if you would just pick back up there or anywhere around there that you would like to pick up, because this is we're doing this for a very specific reason, so that we can know that this is something that you can do if you commit to it.
Okay. Yeah. So as I got past the schooling part in reference to just dominating the awards year after year after year, because that was a commitment that I made for myself. Now,
right.
Remember, what my dad did by taking me in and having me sign this contract, my dad really don't realize what he really actually did.
Yeah.
Because that was something that, based on that commitment to me, now, that might not work for everybody, but for me, it worked for me, because what happened is that made me look at schooling and look at life totally different at a very young age. So just like a two-year-old, they like a sponge. So the quicker you can introduce them to things, the faster they'll learn. So that's pretty much how I was. I was just so eager and ambitious to learn this technology. Now, was I good in English? Oh, man, I couldn't stand English. I didn't want to hear no history. I did enough to get back. All I wanted to do was work out formula, because math, for some reason, math was my subject, and that was my passion. So based on that contract my dad made me sign and helped me to understand the importance of what that contract meant, oh, man, that did a lot to me, because as I talk to you in reference to my upbringing, you're going to see, based on what happened at 18, is the same identical steps that I took to to start my business later on in life. And that's the same approach that I do on everything else. So let me take it to another step. Okay. So now, after I graduated from high school, I mean college, got my degree, I said, okay, I went into the job market, worked for this company called Intellicall. We did the designing of the payphones. Went all over the world. Companies offered me a job, and then I relied on those companies to start my business. Okay, got in with the people, flying over here, cutting people's shipment out, giving them one-day turnaround time. So therefore, I was able to generate enough revenue to kickstart my business, because companies ain't going to give us no loan. They never did, and they never will. To
right,
me,
girl.
Personally, SBA loans, that's just nothing but a tracking mechanism for you to just give out all of your personal information. And I'm very private. So that, I knew that wasn't going to work for me. Okay. So after I started my business, I kept saying,
wow,
man, starting this business is going to be rough. But you know what? Hey, if I could fall in love with this business like I did the ladies in my college, I like to see the outcome. So I jumped into the business, everything. So I told my girlfriend at the time, I said, hey, don't ever put me in a position to where I have to choose between what I do as a profession and my truly love for it and a woman, because I shouldn't have to choose.
Right.
Because we should be a team.
Right.
So don't ever put me in a situation where I have to choose. Because if I have to choose, then you know what? Hey, I'm sorry, but you're not going to be on that winning end.
Right.
I don't mean to sound sarcastic. I don't mean to sound, because at that age, I was strictly focused.
Yeah.
And I didn't want anything to come in between what I'm trying to do. Because if you're not going to assist me into how we can build something together, then basically that's just a holdback. And some of us who have started business that's sitting here listening to my voice as we speak, we let so many people like family members, loved ones, friends, we let them deter us from pursuing our goal.
So true, Gerald. Yes.
I wasn't going to let that happen, because I told my mom, I told my dad, I told my brother, I told my sister, and I told family members and friends, hey, here is the direction that I'm going. I need your support. If I didn't get your support, I love you as a brother, but I have to wave at you from the balcony, because you're not going to sit down here in my VIP section, because this section right here is only for the people who I feel that's on the same level in the direction that I was going.
Right.
So I had to love a lot of people from the bathroom. Don't mean that I don't love them, but they couldn't be down here. But hey, Fred, how you doing up there? Oh man, I'm doing fine. Okay, well, it was nice knowing you. Can I come down there? No, just stay up there. You cool?
Gerald, that is so important, and that is great advice for every entrepreneur and every business owner, is that you are going to have to be able to stay completely focused, because your business is just like having a child. It requires you to completely nurture it, and you're going to have to sacrifice your energy that you would give other people has to be solely given to this business until it can run and take care of itself. And that's such great advice for young people or people that have been in business and they wonder why it didn't do well. One of the things could have been is that you weren't giving it everything that it needs, like as in a child that's born.
Yeah, I agree. And my word, I call them, you got to get those blood-sucking ticks off of you.
Wow. So true.
Because they will suck the life out of you. And before you know it, you done wasted 10 years still trying to get from where you started at that start line. You still haven't got off the ground. So now, some people are going to say, well, you know what? You must think you better than everybody. No, don't think that. Just stay your focus.
Yeah.
They must think that way. But if that's the case, move them on. Because like I told myself, Gerald, what price are you willing to pay for success?
Yes.
Because everyone out there that's listening to my voice as we speak, you're going to pay a price. You can either pay it the right way or you can pay it the wrong way. I choose the right way. Because when I go to bed at night, I like to sleep with both eyes closed. I ain't got to worry about dodging the phone when the bill collectors call. I ain't got to worry about, oh, man, who's driving up at my window? Oh, who's out there? Baby, who's peeping through the window, you know, out of your own house? Nah, I ain't got time for that. I like to sleep good at night because you know why? Because I live right. You live right. So
right.
Now, as I got past that stage, business started doing good. Don't get me wrong, everybody, it was a struggle.
Yeah.
It was a struggle. Being in business, it's not always a walk in the park. I'm going to tell you, I got life cut off. I'm late on bills. My electric bill, I had to burn some candles. Hey, we got to do what you got to do. It's called what price are you willing to pay for success? So I got everything going. Everything was looking good. Everything was doing good. So all of a sudden now, boom, I got a big contract at a major university. I'm like, oh, man, this is good. So I signed. I was up against Simplex Grinnell, which is one of the most Fortune 500 surveillance companies out there.
Yes, sir.
Won them over all because of I was able to do something at the spur of the moment. I can't compete with Simplex. I cannot compete with Siemens. I cannot compete with the ADTs of the world. I cannot compete with none of them. But what I can compete on, if I say that I'm going to do this, then by God, it got done. And that's what moved Simplex out and moved me in at this major university. And I've been having that one account for the past 11 years now.
Wow. That's a long time to hold a contract.
To hold as a contractor. And so now, they made me a sole source all because of what? Because I got too much equipment out there now. They can't afford for anybody to come in there. So somebody had to test and buckle the system. Man, let's just put this out for bid. I said, okay, fine. Matter of fact, I hope you do. Please do. He put that thing out for bid on that service contract that I've been doing for the past 11 years. The first bid came in at $600,000. The second one came in at $500,000. I said, now they come running back to me. I said, oh. So you guys did your research. Oh, I'm glad. Man, we want to give you sole source. Oh, I'm pretty sure you do. You know, but you're going to be tested. And that's fine. That's fine.
Right.
I mean,
right,
that's nothing
Gerald.
New. That's nothing new. So after that, then all of a sudden, my opportunity came. Now, when I went to Africa, I had an opportunity about 6 years ago to go into Africa. Ching, ching. For everybody who's out there, don't focus on home. If you want to make big bucks, you better think long range. You can always get your house taken care of. You can always take care of home. But go international.
Right.
Because the type of money, and I'm going to explain this here, but I'm going to hit home. Your eyes pop open when you start talking about money. See, money excites people. Because they show this. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have an affection for the love of money. I have the affection for empowering others. And however way that the Lord blessed me, I let him dictate what I need and how I need it. Okay. So now I get the opportunity to go to Africa. So I said, sure. So they made the contacts, get everything set up. Made some good deals, made some gun deals in Africa and Lagos, Nigeria. So here I am flying me and my partner at the time, we flying to Africa, setting up presentations, doing meetings. And as you guys know, hey, I love to talk. If anybody loves to listen, I love to run my mouth 100 miles an hour. So here we are in Africa, you know, and I thought I was going to be doing a presentation with about 50 people. I'm like, why are we having this auditorium for 50 people? Come to find out, everybody kept booking to come hear what I had to say, and this deal came out to be like 550 people. I'm like, oh my goodness. But you know what? Showtime. So after I finished that crowd and working that crowd, then my presence in Nigeria was very well taken. And now I've been out there 6 years. And so here are we doing now. So I'm just going to lay out some other things, and then I'm going to come back home. When I got into Nigeria, that first day I stepped in Nigeria, what did I tell myself? I whispered in my ear. See, every day I'm around 10, 11, or 12 o'clock at night, I like to just go into my quiet moment.
Yeah.
That's my meditation moment for me. I like to just meditate. Prime example, if somebody out there that's looking to buy you a house or a car, whatever, put that car or that house on your computer and fantasize that you in that house, walking around that house. Put yourself in that house, because everything starts with the dream. If you can't dream it, if you can't dream, you can't see it. If you can't see it, you can't turn it into reality. So everything starts with a dream. So dream about being in that position, and then you can be able to turn that into reality. So everything that I ever did, and still doing it today, everything starts with a dream. So now, here I was again on the plane, 13, 14 hours flying to Africa. If I gave somebody $50 on this line and say, what did the first thing Gerald told himself? I'm pretty sure based on you guys hearing my story, you can guess that.
Yep.
You know what I told myself? I said to myself, if I'm going to make it happen in Africa, I have to fall in love with Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did the books. So my dad didn't know what he did to me. And every time I tackle on something new, I tell myself, I have to fall in love with it. I do that today, and it's 25 years since I started my business. So now I'm in Africa. Now, not only am I in Africa, but I'm in three countries in the continent of Africa. I'm in, if anybody who's familiar with Africa, I'm in Ivory Coast. I'm in Lagos, Nigeria. I am in Mozambique, which is close to Johannesburg, close to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, let me tell you, when I go there, it is just so fascinating. Because somebody might say on your audience, well, why would you go to Nigeria? Okay, well, I'm going to answer that question for you. When I'm doing biz in the States, and if anybody else who's out there who have your own business, please listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you right now. If you ain't listen to me say anything else, listen to this. The reason why I went to Africa is because when I'm in the States filling out, chasing bids, okay, I turn in this bid for $25, $5,500. I turn in this one for $5,000, $15,000. $25,000, $75,000, $50,000, $100,000. I'm like, man, don't get me wrong. I take that kind of money all day long. But that's the only type of money that keeps me working right. Like a dog.
Right.
But when I go to Africa, watch the difference. Now my quotes and bids that I'm turning in, $5 million, $100 million, $25 million, $350 million, $60 million. Totally different mind game now. Totally different mind game. So what did I say earlier? If you want to make big bucks, you got to think long range.
Right.
So that concept was true. So now I'm in Africa. But see, my focus in Africa is not to think about money. My focus in Africa is to empower others, give them a better living for their families. So I go to this place called Toga, which is right there between, close to Ghana, okay, not too far from Lagos. There were some kids. They wanted to go to school. They couldn't afford it. Their parents couldn't afford it. I said, well, how much it cost for them to go to school for their supplies and everything? $100. Okay, what? Just $100? And they paid for their whole books and tuition and everything for the whole year? So I dropped $5,000 to them. Well, at first I dropped $3,000. Okay, what'd that do? Give me 30 kids. Put them in school. Here it is. Oh, we want to take pictures. No, I don't need pictures. I don't need none of that. As long as I know and the Lord knows, that's all I'm happy with.
Right.
I don't need that publicity. So now, there's about 50 kids going to school. That touches me. That's where my passion is. Okay. So now, let me come back to the United States. So now I have a son. My son right now, he's 24. You know what I did with him when he graduated? I'm pretty sure everybody on this line can pretty much
know what you did. Yep.
What I did to him.
Yep, that contract.
I made him sign a contract. So my son, they were having awards assembly. So I'm like, Dad, make sure you come. Son, I won't miss it for the world. So all of a sudden, I'm thinking, see, my son, he's playing football, running track, and he went to state in powerlifting. He won state. So I thought that since this was a brand-new school, then he was the first one to win state in this school since that was a brand-new school. So, okay, he made some history. So that's what I thought. So I thought that his certificates and award was going to be based on that. So I'm just sitting up in the audience like, okay, well, you know what? Very good, very good. And so now all of a sudden they said, we want to recognize about three students who we had this special course set up, and these individuals, we have to give them credit, and we have to give them recognition. These individuals mastered all phases of math. So when he said master all phases of math, you know my eyes got big, right?
Right, right, right. You're like, who's this?
So I'm like, oh, man, these some sharp guys. Oh, if I didn't pay any attention to anything else.
You was watching that one.
I watched that. And when they called my son's name.
Wow.
I started cheering like a cheerleader. The only thing I didn't have was pom-pom. So I started cheering. Yeah, that's my son. Yeah, yeah. Excuse me for being a little bit emotional. And a little passionate.
No, Joe. That's why I love you. And hold on, Joe. We're getting ready to go. Well, 1 second, Joe. Hold on there. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Let me tell you all, as you can already see, that Gerald is so sincere, and he is a true, true loving person that is extremely focused on his business. Let me tell you, math is not the American language. It's not the continent of North America. It's not the, you know, South America. It's not the global language. Math is the universal language that's spoken everywhere. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, Gerald is going to tell you more about the business, and we're going to get into some of the opportunities that Gerald's business has evolved into and how you can learn about that and even participate. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back in this quick after this quick, short commercial break.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. In today's show, we have the owner and creator of GNA Surveillance, my man Gerald Alexander. And as we've been in the first hour, Gerald was telling us about just some of his background and how he got into the surveillance business and the overall journey that he has taken in business. And you can see the relative importance of it all. And this is, you know, so important, because these are the type of individuals, the pioneers, and I that word pioneers in that description, because that's exactly what, even today, there has to be pioneers for some of the businesses and the opportunities that have, because very few of us are able to navigate the very tumultuous and stormy storms that the sea of opportunity is waging against us for so many reasons, because mainly you're black. And so, but that is not where you need to stop, but that needs to be your start, and finish keeping your eyes set on the horizon and be able to navigate the winds and the storms that life will pass, and you will become a skilled sailor on the tumultuous seas of business. Gerald is here now. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have a question or comment for Gerald, definitely give us a call at 641 area code, and that's area code 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032, then hit pound, and then hit *61 just to let me know that you have a question or comment for Gerald, and we'll handle it directly. And as you all can see, Gerald is extremely real and approachable and committed to what he does. Gerald, so now we were talking about how proud you were, and you bust out laughing, and you know, from everything that I know about you, that is you to the T, and that's what I appreciate so much about you, is that you're able to, in all the business that you, in how involved you are in the business, you're still able to maintain your focus on the essentials of life. In loving and knowing the power of love and not loving power itself. And that's what I really, really, really appreciate about you, brother. And it's so unique. And people that know you know how much you love to have a good time, but it is always based on taking care of business first and foremost, so that you can have a laugh and enjoy life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's where my blessings came. My blessings came. I do believe, and I have experienced this here 110%. Sometimes we feel that, Lord, the devil is taking me off this cliff. As soon as you feel that you're about to take that one step off that cliff, the Lord always pull you back.
Yep.
And when I speak in terms of that cliff, I'm talking about debt. How am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to get this done? This didn't happen. I got sick and I had to pay this here to pay for this. My kids, my son and daughter need some extra supplies that wasn't budget for. How am I going to be able to push aside? I'm tired of robbing Peter to support Paul. So yep. That's the cliff that I'm speaking in terms of, not the physical cliff. Like, oh Lord, God, not that. So that's the cliff. Just want to explain myself there.
Right.
So now, as we go through these here hard times, okay. Well, let me go back. So I take my son and I did him the same identical thing that I did when my dad did to me. So my son said, I say, okay, son, what do you want to major in? Dad, now remember, I let him find his own way. Mm-hmm. I don't need to influence you. Dad, I want to major in engineering. I start hollering and jumping like a. I start cheerleading again. Yeah, and so I said, well, that's good. And so I said, never stop learning.
Right.
So now,
yeah.
Since I never stopped learning, and I'm gonna end it, which you know why I make that statement. Never stop learning, because that is true. A mind is totally a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah.
So now here I was. I got my son situated. He's all off there, and I'm out here doing this here and doing that there. So everything is kind of moving 100 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden now, boom, let me do something else. You know, I thrive off of a challenge because, see, I get bored too easy. And when I'm bored, I have no excitement to do something.
Yep. Hold on, Gerald, 1 second. We got a caller that's there, and they're prompting me because they have a question or a comment for you. You ready to take a call?
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. Let's take some calls real quick. One second, Joe. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's your name and what's your comment for our guest, Gerald Alexander of GNA Surveillance?
Hey, Brother Davis. Brother Davis.
Hey, Brother Davis. How you doing? What's going on?
Hey, I'm superb, man. But one of the main reasons why I want to... Hey, look, Brother Gerald, glad to meet you. My name is Brother Davis. I'm part of the overall radio family. But one of the reasons why I'm calling in real quick, because I'm actually out with my family for dinner, but I want you to focus on giving them some understanding of surveillance and the different degrees, because that comes into play in tomorrow night's show.
Okay.
And brother, thank you. Your information is, you're somewhat like myself, a family man who wants to see the best out of everybody I come in touch with. So that just gives you a little blast on me, but I'm listening, man. But the concept of surveillance is going to be something that we need to have a greater understanding of, because not only is it done privately, but it's done by government agencies also. And that's one of the concepts we'll be discussing tomorrow night. But look, be blessed, brothers. I'm listening.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, let's take a different spin. But so for those who's out there, you can kind of get a general idea of my mindset and how I got from point A to point B. So now let's go into the surveillance side of it. I got into the surveillance because at 5,000 payphones that was out there generating me business when the payphone industry was booming. And some people kept stealing my payphones. So I said, well, what can I do to get into something else to protect my investment? So I said, well, let me get into some surveillance so I can have my own surveillance cameras watching my payphone. So I'm like, oh, man. Because, you guys, we always want to make money when we're sleeping at night. That's called residual income. You want to make money regardless if you're there or not. So I got into the payphone business to watch my payphones, and what happened was the surveillance industry took off.
Right.
So as one company was on a dying vein due to cell phones and this new telecommunications, then another company was on the rise. So luckily I was able to get into the surveillance, and I wrote that trend. And so now here's what I found that I would like to share with everybody. The surveillance is a very lucrative industry. Very lucrative. Now, let me say this here. If you get into the surveillance industry, and by the time I get through preaching and telling everybody about this here, you cannot have a criminal record. You cannot have a felony. You cannot have a felony. I'm sorry. You cannot have a felony. Those are not my laws. Those are not my rules. Okay, because they're going to do a background check, and because you have to be licensed in certain states, you have to be licensed.
Right.
So right now here in the state of Texas, you have to be licensed with the Texas Department of Public Safety. And they will do a background check, and if anything comes back on you, you would not be able to move forward with that license. Okay.
Right.
Even if you came to say, hey, I want to be an installer for SICOM, because we're going to be doing some stuff in other states. Can we do? And can we be an installer? Yes, you can. But you also have to have a background check. You still can't have a felony.
Right.
So we got into the surveillance industry, and everything started taking off. Everything was just good. Our big account was the Holiday Inn in Alexandria, Louisiana. That was our first install. We didn't know what the heck we was doing. But, man, they didn't know, and we finished the thing, and, boy, I tell you, you want to talk about when you drop somebody in the river, and either you're going to sink or swim? Man, let me tell you, we start swimming like a fish. But other than that, that's how we got started. So now, here's some of the things that's happening now that we're involved with. The only way that I had to be successful in this industry, in the surveillance industry, is that I had to brand my own product. I had to brand my own product because I was a dealer for another surveillance company, and I buy the equipment from them, put my markup on it, and sell it. Well, you got too many hands touching this product, and that's what drives the cost up. So if I'm going to be competitive in this surveillance industry, I have to brand my own product. So guess what? I did. Went straight to, once again, everything is based on timing.
Mm-hmm.
My dealer at the time was called West Tech. I would buy my stuff from West Tech. West Tech had some engineers that they was looking on some new. West Tech had a big layout. And one of the engineers who was looking at this new technology for this company in Taiwan, he turned around, he got laid off. So he was bitter. So here I was placing an order. He comes downstairs. I comes downstairs leaving. Hey, man, you want to brand your own product? Sure. I've been working with this company for them, and then they just laid me off, so I have no loyalty to them. They did not pursue everything that I was supposed to have been doing, and so here it is. I have it, and I will be willing to. I've done all the research. We can fly to Taiwan. We can do all this here, blah, 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 blah. I said, are you sure? You're not just putting a fast one on. He said, no, we can make it happen. I said, okay, fine. Let's go to Taiwan. So we flew to Taiwan, and he had already had everything laid out. I brand my own product with that company in Taiwan.
Right.
And this particular technology that I have, it's not your traditional DDR system. Our system is combined, it's analytics combined with artificial intelligence. I can give each and every specific camera instructions like I do a trained individual.
Wow.
And the system talks back to a centralized monitoring platform. Prime example. If somebody around there and leave, I got a briefcase, right? Somebody leave that briefcase at the airport and walk unattended and walk away from that briefcase. Instantly, that camera in the camera field of view will detect that there was a left object unattended. It will create an event, pops up into my monitoring center, and I could be able to view that and then dispatch the person at the airport and let them know that there was a left object unattended. That's what got me in Africa because of the Boko Haram bombing.
Mm.
Okay, so now, draw this virtual fence, okay, from my front door to the curb. Everybody like, oh, ADT, ADT, oh, ADT. Okay, don't get me wrong, people, ADT got some good products, so I'm not here to knock out ADT. But now let me tell you how mine goes to pass ADT. ADT only detects you when the alarm goes off. Okay, well, when the alarm goes off, they did what? They either bust your window or they kick your door in.
They're already in.
Yep. They're already in. Okay, so now let me tell you what happened with this analytics and this artificial intelligence. So from my front door to my curb is about 65 feet. Okay, I can draw from the camera field of view, I can draw this imaginary trip line all done through the software. You don't even see it. 35 feet from my door. All right. So as this person walks up to my door, they hit that imaginary trip line, and guess what happened? It had to take a snapshot and send me an email notification, and it sounds off the alarm at my house.
Wow.
So basically, you won't even get a chance to hit my front door because all kind of bells and whistles going to go off. Because all it is a deterrent.
Right.
Okay. Outside my door, when I'm in Africa, when I'm in Houston, when I'm in Colombia, all this stuff happens. You stay at my door, 10 seconds outside my office door, the system will detect you as loitering detection. I have that camera to take a snapshot, boop, send me an email notification, and I got you. I got you. So all of these things that we can pretty much do right today. So now, how the monitoring center works, let's say, for instance, I'm a man, I was watching your office, and you gone after hours. Forget a security guard service. 9 times out of 10, they sleeping in the car anyway. You know? So
right.
I monitor my cameras. So now laws are being mandated that police would not respond unless you have some form of visual verification. Because 98% of those calls coming in are false alarms.
Right. So true.
Okay.
And they charge you for it after the third one.
They would give you 3 mulligans.
Yep.
3 free ones. After that third one, you absolutely correct. They will charge you. So guess what? Where are your visual verification going to come from? See, technology is very new right now. Ain't nobody have some type of technology that can monitor you. Oh, guess what? Zycom/GNA does. So let me make clarification. GNA Surveillance is my international
company.
Zycom Surveillance is here in the States. So I just wanted to make that because you probably heard me say Zycom, knowing the fact that you had abbreviated as I came on to say GNA. And right today on this call, I have 2 of my associates. Linda is on the line, and she's in Arizona, one of my dealers. And also I have an associate who's also in Chicago, Miss Taylor. They are on the line. So they've been understanding and listening to this technology for the longest. So now, all of a sudden now, what about the cars that's being built these days? Okay? What about the new technology that's going into cars that has Wi-Fi? So now what they done, I can put a camera system in cars because we all know racial profiling. Because let me tell you guys, I love cars. I like to look good when I'm driving. Every now and then, when it's 65 degrees right now, in Dallas, when it starts getting about another week or two, when it's 65 degrees, I love to bring that convertible Viper out, and I blast my music, and I'm in my own world. But guess what? Somebody wants to turn the Christmas lights on. I said, oh, here we go again. So now, what's the problem? My music wasn't loud, so therefore I wasn't disturbing the peace. So why you stop me? Oh, by the way, for the record, this conversation is being recorded, audio and video. Now, video, I don't have to tell him that he's being recorded.
Right.
Audio, you have to make it known for them that they are being recorded. Same as you hear when you call in certain mail centers and they say, this call is being recorded for training purposes. That is a joke. Ain't nobody training purposes. Now, they calling it to make sure they eavesdropping on your call, but that's how they have to address it. So, therefore, you can feel comfortable with that. Oh, no,
right.
I don't feel comfortable with that. Turn that record off. That's no interest to me. You have the right to do that. So when I tell them now that I have this here, boy, their whole attitude changes. Raise your profile. So now, Wi-Fi in the car. These new cars got these Wi-Fi. I got cameras in the car. But guess what? I have a monitoring center that I can monitor and track and look at that car real time. As you're going down the highway, as long, where's the Wi-Fi coming from? Satellite. Is the satellite gonna drop? No. So you got pure connectivity no matter where you go. Yes. So I can monitor you from my monitoring station real time as you're traveling to your and from your destination. Man, that's powerful.
Extremely powerful.
You get pulled over by the police, guess what? Hey, baby, I'm watching you right now. Those video clips that you don't have to worry about your phone. It's already, the stuff that's in my monitoring center, already recording that already.
Audio and video.
Audio and video. That's deep.
That's extremely deep. Now, Joe, tell us how that would have played out for like a case with Sarah Bland. How that could have been very significant in that overall incident.
Okay, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, please, spread your arms, spread your hands, okay, spread them as wide as they can go, okay, and then bring them in, about 5 inches. So that length of how wide your arms is, that is the camera field of view. Do not leave from your destination from that camera field of view.
Right.
Because when you leave that camera field of view, then you cannot track that like she did. However way that he forced her over into the grass, that should have never happened. Okay, sir, I understand you want me to go over to the grass, but I'd rather stay right here against the trunk of my car so therefore I can stay within your camera field of view of your surveillance system. Now you're talking a totally different language. Sir, I'd rather stay in the camera field of view. I'm standing here, and I'd rather be in the camera field of view. So now you got that saying audio. Why was his reason taking you outside of that? So he has to explain that now, because you already told that you wanted to stay within a camera field of view because you can't be seen if you deviate from this kind of distance.
Right. Right.
So now,
and if you have your own system, Gerald, you want to make sure that they stay, that you're always within your camera field of view, correct? With your system.
Hey, I monitor casinos. You know how I monitor casinos? You know what I do? I monitor the monitor.
Right. This is powerful.
So somebody is going to monitor what the police is doing. Monitor the monitor. My system is going to monitor the monitor. Because so when that system hits the airwaves, I want to make sure that it's correct. So we got checks and balances.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Gerald, we got a caller real quick that has a question. Let's go quick.
Okay.
One sec. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's your name? What you calling from? And you're on with Gerald of GNA Surveillance. What's your name and what's your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, this is
Deborah. Hey, Deborah, how you doing?
I'm hanging in here.
Good. What's your question or comment for Gerald?
I was just wanting to know as far as what type of job opportunities does he have for people that's interested in maybe getting with him on this? And does it have to be in, well, I think that you can actually just be in all areas of the United States based on him going over in Africa and all those places. So that's what I'm interested in.
Okay, I can actually get her information and so forth, and then we can further go into details in reference to that.
Okay.
Because we're just not going to focus. Because see, one of the things, and let me just touch base on what you just said real quick. So one of the things that we can do, first of all, guys, I am the manufacturer.
Okay.
I am the manufacturer. There is no middleman. Okay. Right now, I have a monitoring technology. I have a video monitoring center. I monitor accounts. that monitoring center is nothing but a reoccurring revenue stream. So let's say, for instance, the young lady here says, you know what, I just got a contact and I got some interest, somebody that's interested in surveillance. And I turn them on to Zycom Surveillance /GNA. And I go lock that account down. And come to find out this is a chain of convenience stores. So they also want me to monitor that location as well. Okay? So not only will she make a healthy commission check, but she also would get some reoccurring revenue stream as long as I'm monitoring that site.
Right.
Prime example. I monitor a casino after I install that system to the monitor, because a lot of theft happens inside job.
Yeah.
Inside job. So I monitor the monitor. So when they did an inside job to steal that money at that casino, I was able to monitor the ones who was monitoring the casino, and that's how I was able to catch them. So when that casino pays me, and I better go back to the latest young lady's question. So when that casino pays me $3,500 a month to monitor their site, and we sign a 5-year contract, now that person who the salesperson who gets the commission off that, they get a certain percentage off that monitoring as long as I have that account.
That contact, right, right.
So ADT ain't paying their commissions to their salesperson on monitoring revenue. So there's money right there. There's a lot of things a lot of people still can be doing right now just based on, hey, I did some cold calling and I got some people who's interested in some surveillance. How can we make this happen? Okay, fine. We can make it happen. Boom. 16-channel system. The young lady just made a green.
Yep. So true. So true. Gerald, the calls are starting to stack up. We got a couple of more calls. You ready before we
I'm
go
ready.
To the break? Because I don't like to keep our callers. So thank you, Deborah. I got your number and everything here, so I'll pass that along to Gerald. Are the appropriate people if that's okay with you?
It's my number. That's the number that I'm on right now.
The one that I see, the prefix is 270.
Yeah, but I need you to call me on my number.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, Gerald, we got it's stacking up here, Gerald. Hold on, here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. You're live with Gerald of GNA Surveillance. What's your question or comment, and where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Chantel Beatty. I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas, and I just basically have a comment for Gerald. I was just got in the tail end of the show. My husband was listening to you guys, and I was hearing him talk about international business in Nigeria, and I was like, who is that? And he was like, listen, there's somebody that's been doing some business outside of the U.S., and I just want to commend you, Gerald. I don't hear many people moving into Africa. I'm an international business consultant. I have board members in Nigeria, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Jamaica, and I teach people how to move their products and services into these emerging economies. And to hear somebody that's actually taking their product and actually doing something and seeing the difference that you can make and the money that you can earn outside of the U.S., I just really commend you for that. And I just basically wanted to give my comment and support. If you'd like to network, I'm also available. But I believe that you are on a very high-end track to utmost success by moving into these economies with your product.
I do appreciate that. And, yes, I definitely need to get your information because here it is. Here it is. Just like what she just explained, people, Africa is looking for you to come there.
Right, Gerald.
Exactly.
They're looking for you to come there. So
yep.
please, please quit being distracted by the media. All the media does in Africa is do this here. They explain the negativity of Africa. They show the Ebola, they show the AIDS, they show Boko Haram, they show all this negative, but that stuff don't be nowhere around Lagos.
Right, especially Lagos. And I like how you mentioned Lagos, which they call themselves the Center of Excellence. I've been there several times. I do business there. I'm getting ready to open up in Victoria Island. I'll open up one of our consulting firms.
Okay.
And I'm finishing my doctoral dissertation, which is actually teaching people how to move into these emerging economies, and I'm focusing on Nigeria. But you made a very, very, very lucrative point. Goldman Sachs, who coined the Jim O'Neill of Goldman Sachs, who coined the former Goldman Sachs, who coined the term the BRIC and the mint, has talked about Lagos, and particularly within the next 20 years or so, will become one of the places with the people there getting their education, with them looking for entrepreneurship opportunities, will be the largest place in the world for business.
Yep.
And that's based on doctoral research, because I'm actually incorporating that into my study and into my book. But you really have tapped into that market, and I'm so impressed with you about that.
Hold on one second. Sister, you've made so many great points that we really need to talk about coming out of the break. We got a hard break that we got to go to real quick. So if you could hold on to the line, sister. If that's okay, is your name Linda? Did you say your name was Linda from Fort Worth?
No, this is Chantel Beatty. I'm in your Facebook group. This is Chantel. Yeah.
Oh, Chantel. Uh-huh.
Chantel, James Beatty, yes.
Okay. I'm glad that you're on. I have your information. But hold on, Chantel. We got to go to this commercial break real quick because I didn't want it to cut you off. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back right after this quick break. Hold on, Chantel.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Have you thought about getting into podcasting but don't know where to start? Have something to say to the world but don't know how? The popularity of podcasts and internet radio streaming continues to grow with millions of people on the planet gaining internet connectivity through a multitude of devices. In the current media age, people can browse internet radio stations or listen to podcasts right from the dashboard of their cars. There are few barriers to anyone who wants to produce internet-based media. To encourage media production for Black people by Black people, if you are an independent Black media producer or want to become one, the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project is offering unlimited and unmetered podcast hosting services below industry pricing. Need more information about the industry and the technology? Find out how to create internet-based radio broadcasts and or podcasts at www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, that's www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And today we have our guest, Gerald Alexander from GNA Surveillance on the line. And he's, of course, this brother is bringing some dynamic show, because this is just what he does. And so glad that he is able to bless some of our listeners with it. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, have a question, a comment, give us a call. 641 is the area code, 715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound. Then just hit star 61 to let me know that you have a question or comment that you would like to bring to our guest Gerald Alexander's attention. And we're talking to our sister from Fort Worth, Chantel. Let me tell you, Gerald, this sister is a very dynamic sister. She's in on the global scene, and so I think that, you know, in her, you could tell from just some of the things that she was talking about that she's very engaged and very involved. And I'm glad that you know, she's doing business, which
I'm quite aware that she's doing business, and this sister is very dynamic. Chantel, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't want the break to cut you off. So go ahead, finish what you were saying about what Goldman Sachs said about Lagos and overall Africa as a part of the emerging economies that are, you know, it's really, I like to call them the emerging developed economies, because that's
right.
Really what they really are. And, but, you know, so go ahead, finish making your point, Cheryl, for Gerald, and so that Gerald can also respond to what you're saying.
Yes, Dave, you're correct. We use the term developing countries and emerging economies. We use those interchangeably, and they normally represent the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and also Goldman Sachs also, I keep saying Goldman Sachs, but it's Jim O'Neill. He actually mm-hmm. coined the phrase the MINT, M-I-N-T, which also adds in Mexico, Indonesia, Nigeria, and Turkey. And what it is the sub-Saharan continent has become a very lucrative spot for business. The scales are just about tipping. It's about $27, $28 trillion between 2009 and through, I think, predicted to 2017, over $27, $28 trillion will be moving out of the U.S. as far as
right.
market capital and into these emerging economies on the basis of business. And what I had done with my firm, because this is part of my doctoral study and a book that I'm producing on the base of the economic pyramid, which, of course, is 4 to 5 billion of the world, who's an untapped market, is I'm teaching people how to go into these markets with their products and services and scale them down to capture of people who are considered to be in abject poverty, but they still have a lucrative buying power. Nigeria is where I first started doing business and selling some cosmetics and little small products, and that's kind of what led me to do my research and my study. But, Gerald, you're a prime example. And actually, I would love to interview you for my study. You would make a perfect interview candidate for my study, if you don't mind, because you do market to Nigerian consumers, and that's part of the dissertation that I'm presenting. But, no, Africa is the most sought-out-after economy in the world.
Yep.
And if we don't take it, then the globalist elites will just take it over themselves. And it's there for the taking. The problem is that a lot of large corporations, multinational corporations, they don't have the knowledge, the know-how, or the resources into moving into these companies. They don't know how to move in these countries and deal with these type of people. Well, what I present are market-based approaches on how to scale down your product and how to move into these countries with your products or your services. That's what we teach. I'm very familiar with Ghana. You said Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast. We also sponsor in Uganda. We sponsor an orphanage of a street kid, like you were talking about in Togo. It takes just a little bit of money to
That's
help
it.
These people. And Uganda, I have a whole orphanage of children where I can spend $50, and it just does a whole lot, just a little bit of money. You know, you can send these kids to school and help these children out. And they're hungry, and they're looking for opportunities.
Right.
The youth there, even the adults, one of my business partners, she is from Lagos, Nigeria. She lives here with me, and she lives in Nigeria. And we partner together. I'm considered on the Pan-Africanist side. We partner together in business. But, yeah, that's where it is. Sub-Saharan Africa, China, India. We will next be looking, after I open up in South Africa, we will next be looking at India, because of my theory is basically based on P.K. Prahlad's theory, who was from India. He's deceased mm-hmm. now, which I
right.
kind of am skeptical about that. But he really has brought to the forefront of the half of the world, or more than half of the world, 4 or 5 billion people who are just an untapped market just there. But a lot of people don't know how to capture it. And that's what my firm does. So I just wanted to commend you and let you know that I'm here and I would like to work with you. I would love to interview you to complete my study. I'm at the tail end of my doctoral study, which is in business. And just, you know, wanted to put it out there and kind of sign off on what you were talking about. I'm very excited to hear about what you're doing.
Chantel, I do appreciate that, and also I'd like to make everybody aware of, as of May the 8th of this year, I got my PhD in business. So remember,
congratulations.
A mind is a terrible thing to wait. So yes, Chantel, you are so correct, because you know, and I'm glad that you was able to come in and kind of validate some of the stuff that I kept saying, because me personally, people, don't listen to me. Do your research.
Yep.
Just do your research. You don't have to listen to me. Do your research. But what I can say, and Chantel just validated that, they are looking for us. They're looking for you in Africa. Mm-hmm. They're looking for you. You just mentioned that you do some stuff over in Victoria Island. Okay. Next to Victoria Island is Leakey.
Mm-hmm.
Leakey, I just did the special security advisor to the president's hospital out there. So, man, and all I'm hearing is, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you bring this? Can you bring that? I don't like to get away from the core of my business, because you could be distracted by trying to do too much. So I mm-hmm. like to stay within the core of my business. If anything that works in conjunction with that core, I get involved in. But when someone starts saying, well, you do construction, no, I ain't touching that. That's not my line of expertise. But they are looking for people. Quit being scared. Do your research. Because opportunities is flawless there, and that's where everybody is going. So, yes, I definitely will be giving you a call, because this is something that when someone say, hey, listen here, I'm looking to come to go to Africa, how do I need to get started? Well, you know what? Here is the person you need to contact. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we could communicate together in reference to setting this here up, because you actually the missing link that I was looking for.
Yep.
Wow. So, you were very okay. motivating today. I kind of felt like I've been out there by myself, and my husband was like, here, listen to this. I was like, oh, my God, somebody is actually, I've been beating people over the head with it, you know, is actually doing it. So I'm just very proud, very proud.
I'd have made contact out there with the, going back to on the security level. Let's take it back on the security level. Boko Haram was blowing up those cell phone towers. People, you can do your research. Do your mm-hmm. research. Boko Haram was blowing up those cell phone towers because guess what? When they didn't want people to track them and find out where they were, what was the best thing that they do? Blow up them cell phone towers. They
sure
take back
mm-hmm.
your communication structure, right? So the yeah. civil defense in Nigeria called us, went out there and did a presentation, blew him away with this here technology, blew them away. So we put a demo on the cell phone towers. Remember, I also partnered up with another company here that has thermal laser cameras that can see 20 miles. Come on now. I didn't say 20 feet. I said 20 miles in the pure darkness, rain, sleet, fog, shine. It doesn't matter what the weather applications are, it sees straight through all haze. It doesn't matter. So now when Boko Haram, so now remember, these analytics is all doing through the software. So as I draw my imaginary lines, secure zones, all these other different things that the technology does, okay, as the person start coming within a mile, within a certain mile radius, the system will pop up into the centralized monitoring center at the civil defense headquarters that we built. So when it pops up over there, now they got eyes out there now. Oh, okay. So here's where Boeing is coming in. So Boeing is who we teamed up together. Boeing is going to provide the drones. So the drone's going to work in conjunction with our artificial intelligence technology. So when they see it coming, flop, pops up into the monitoring center at the Civil Defense, and now the Civil Defense is able to disperse that drone out there. That is a $325 million contract. Do you think that I would ever get a contract like that in the state of Texas by being a small minority company?
Right. No. Right.
No way.
But I could get $50,000 in the state, because when I'm in Africa, guess what they did? They looked at my technology as if I was SEMA.
Yeah. And because you are.
Between local, mm-hmm. domestic, and international.
So, hey, Chantel, we're going to have a conference call with Gerald for people that are very interested. Is it okay if I give Gerald your number and your contact
sure.
information? And then
sure,
we will
yeah.
And Gerald, I will make sure that you and Chantel get together. I'll bridge that link for you guys, because there's a lot of business that needs to be done, and this is how it has to be done. It has to be done collectively. There's a collective prudence. As you can see, Gerald is someone that believes in collective prudence, and Chantel is someone also. This is what really has to happen in order for us to be a part of the new economic paradigm that's coming, already here, because the one that this debt-based system that the U.S. was a superpower and had some financial relevance is no longer. You're going to have to become international in order to be sustainable. And this is what Tando Radio Show is all about. This is what our listeners are all about. This is what our guests are all about. So, Chantel, sister, thank you so much. There's another person that's on the line, but hold on. I'll make that connection, and then I'll let you know, and it's going to be relatively soon. It's not going to be something that's going to be in a while. We're going to put something together where we can talk more intimately with Gerald, and then I'll make the connection so that you and Gerald can take care of some of the business that you guys need to take care of.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you so much, Gerald.
I do appreciate your input. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, y'all.
I appreciate you and what you're doing. Thank you, Gerald, so much. You guys take care.
Okay, Chantel, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay, we got another caller. Gerald, you ready for another call?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name and where you're calling from? You're on, and what's your question or comment for Gerald of GNA Surveillance?
This is Brother Red out of California.
What's up, Brother Red? How you feeling?
All right, just trying to ask Brother Gerald, how can I be part of his team?
You based in California?
Yeah.
Okay, what I would like to do is, David, you can get that information, and we can follow back up with him in reference to how we need to do some things out there in California.
Okay. Yeah, hey, Brother Rick, what we're going to do is we're going to put together another call with Gerald, and then we can go more into detail what some of those opportunities will be. So let me just make sure a good number for you is the prefix one is 650.
Yes.
Is that okay? All right, Brother Red. So you will be hearing from me very shortly as to when we're going to have that actually put together, and we can answer your questions more directly because it's a very vast company, and is in different parts of the world. So we will definitely let you know what the opportunities are in California at the appropriate time.
Okay, Brother Dave, when y'all go do the conference?
I'm going to let you know. I will let you know. I will give you a call and let you know.
Okay.
I will let you know. But it's going to be relatively soon. It's not going to be something like a month from now or something like that. No, it's going to be relatively soon. It's based off of Gerald's, schedule. Because, he's kind of busy, and then we'll look at what it is, and then we'll make it available to everyone, and then we'll come back with the opportunities, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Brother Red, thanks for listening. Any other questions or comments that you have?
Man, that's it, and I just love what you guys are doing, man.
Man, we appreciate you, and thank you for who you are and for listening and what you're doing also. And remember, man, you do rule the world. So govern it accordingly.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Gerald.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, it's so important that we really understand who we really are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important that we start to move in a direction that best serves us, you know? And when you talk about economically and then opportunity-wise, it's much bigger than just us, the individuals, you know, because there's only so much that you can do individually, but there's so much more that we can do collectively as a people. And to, you know, there are a bunch of other different groups that work collectively, you know, they're able to do it because they still have a homeland that they attach themselves to. We have severed our umbilical cord from Africa, and this is why we drift the way that we drift. And I'm so glad that you have reattached your umbilical cord and that you're saying that this is something that the rest of us need to look at and not only look at, facilitate, because they want you and they need you. I don't know how many, the friends that I have in South Africa, the friends that I have in Ghana, the friends that I have all throughout the continent of Africa are begging us to come to do business with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the truth of the matter, and they just don't tell you that here. But see, that's because we got to stop listening to what's going on here and start to open up our global ears and reconnecting.
Actually, if you listen to them for the ones who really don't know what they're saying, you know what? Won't you guys go back to Africa? You know, you hear them say that. Won't you just go back to Africa? We don't want you here. You know, all of a sudden we get a black president in office and everybody just go haywire. So won't you guys go back to Africa? Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You know, then hey, let's do that. People,
yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's go to Africa. Let's go to South America. Right. That's right.
To Africa, but I'm in South America as well, in Medellin, Colombia. People, listen. Oh my goodness, man! I don't think we have enough time on this call for what
we got. Let me just give you a time check, Joe. We got 5 minutes left in the show. Okay.
Well,
so
you know what? We're gonna have to talk about another thing because Colombia is another one. South America, people, we need to wake up. Oh my goodness, we need to wake up. But anyway, I'm gonna stay on the surveillance a little while. We're gonna talk about South America on another call. But for right now, hey, the surveillance had provided me with a lifestyle that I am very grateful and very thankful and very blessed. And I have no problems at all sharing that with anyone that's out there. I have distributors now. I have Linda Simonton, her and her husband. They are in Phoenix, Arizona. Aquanetta Taylor, who's in Chicago, Illinois. I just signed two more dealers in Africa, in Abuja. And also, she mentioned the Ivory Coast. Matter of fact, I put together a proposal for the government system in Africa. It's actually in Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast is the port of war. Is the French-speaking country, and I just put a proposal in there for 50 of their buses to put surveillance cameras in, with the potential of doing 500. People, come on, man, please expand your horizon. I don't care if you in anything, whatever it is. Let's get with myself and Chantel to where we can exploit those, you know, that whatever you have business wise out there,
right?
Because they looking for us, and I'm just happen to be on the surveillance side to where it's a lucrative market. I have trouble as a small minority here in the States because everything goes out for bid. And then you would never be the prime. So if you're not being the prime, the statute of limitation states that any government-funded operation has to give 25 to 35% of their business to a minority. Well, guess what they give you? They give you crumbs. And then they put stipulations in there to where you would never get to bid anyway as
anyway.
A minority.
Exactly.
Because this is what they do. They want you to be bid bond and surety bond. You're not going to get that. Guess what, guys? We put out minority participation. Nobody met the guidelines, so therefore we were able to move forward. I've seen it too many times, but guess what? Well, okay, you know, just keep giving me them crumbs. Got me working like I'm crazy, you know. And then all of a sudden I take my knowledge to Africa, you know. I get the red carpet. I set up one of my partners who's the executive. He was the chairman of the board for the Nigerian Airport Authority. We set up a centralized monitoring center in his office for demos at the airport. So wow. When I fly in, I get red carpet treatment. You think Obama gets first class? Man, shoot. I love when I go. Matter of fact, they fly me back down there next in March of next year. I can't wait.
Yep, it's so. Now I'm not going to give any particulars, but let me just tell you how sophisticated in this last. We got 2 minutes, Gerald. We got actually, yeah, okay. 2 minutes. Let me just tell you, I'm not going to give any particulars. Gerald's system is so on the edge of technology. His system is able to have face recognition, and it is being used by major organizations, universities. Schools, and the opportunity in this is great. His technology is actually making a difference, a real difference in crime.
Matter of fact, let me pick back on top of that real quick. And I'm going to say this here because it's public domain in a way, so I can say this here now. Friday
we got
before
1 minute.
Last,
1 minute, was, Gerald. Go ahead. 1 minute.
Friday before last, there was a shooting at Texas Southern University. 2 hours after they shoot it, they already captured the suspect because of our system was able to identify facial recognition and got those two guys, and they already have them arrested. So anybody out there, do your research, look at the shooting at TSU, and you'll see the pictures and so forth. All that came from our technology.
And let me tell you, amazing the definition, the high-resolution cameras. This is something that it has great opportunities, especially with you see all of these shootings and all of these school shootings and all of this other stuff. This is the technology of the future that is black owned that you can invest in, be a part of to help to further its development. It's so important. Gerald, listen, bro, we're going to have you back on. You know, it's just we just can't do this all in one show, you know, because
I'm ready because I was just getting warmed up.
Hey, Gerald, we got 1 minute left. I just want to say thank you so much, brother, for coming on. I'm going to give you a call so we can talk. But, you know, Tando Radio Show is your home. You can, at any time that you want to get some information out, you always have a seat here. And I can't wait to see you when the Wren family moves down to Texas into Dallas. You know, we're definitely going to reach out to you and can't wait, my friend. Remember, everyone, just want to thank you all. And we posted Gerald's company's website, and that's GA Surveillance. It's posted inside of Tando. That's GA Surveillance. And surveillance is spelled GASURVEILLANCE. E.com. GAWWW.GASurveillance.com. It's posted inside the Tando Radio Show. Just want to thank you so much, Gerald. Let's stay in contact, my friend. Great show as always, and we'll talk very soon, my friend. Everyone, thank you so much for listening today. Remember,
Before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love and much respect.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. And you know tenderness comes from pain.